AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The murder trial of 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin is in jeopardy.
Kyle Rittenhouse lawyer Corey Cherofsky asked for a mistrial with prejudice so that Rittenhouse cannot be retried, suggesting prosecutors were deliberately trying to cause a mistrial.
In order to get another kick at the cat, because the first trial is going badly.
During cross-examination, prosecutor Thomas Binger asked Kyle Rittenhouse about whether it was appropriate to use deadly force to protect property and posed questions about Rittenhouse's silence after his arrest. Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but after the jury was ushered from the room, he angrily accused Binger of trying to introduce testimony that the judge earlier said he was inclined to prohibit.
I had heard nothing in this trial to change any of my rulings. So why?
Testimony, Your Honor.
Pardon me?
That was before the defense testimony.
Don't get brazen with me.
Schroeder said he didn't believe that Binger had been acting in good faith. I'm Jennifer King.
One of the three white men being tried for the murder of Ahmaud Arbery in Glynn County, Georgia, Greg McMichael, told a sheriff's investigator that Arbery was trapped like a rat shortly before his son, Travis McMichael, shot and killed the black man in their neighborhood. County Police Sergeant Roderick Nohilly testified that the elder McMichael added that he was not going to get away. The two McMichaels and a neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, are on trial for Arbery's killing. Chances of holiday terror attacks.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning of a heightened threat environment with the approach of the holiday season from domestic extremists and people inspired by foreign terrorist groups. While saying it has no credible information on a specific threat, DHS said mass gatherings for upcoming religious holidays could be potential targets. The bulletin is the fourth this year from DHS. According to the FBI, from 2010 through 2020, extremists advocating the superiority of the white race committed 18 lethal attacks in the United States, killing 70 people. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. Curtis Means is only 16 months old, but he already holds a world record. The AP's Rita Foley has this.
Curtis weighed less than a pound when he was born at the University of Alabama at Birmingham Hospital in July of 2020. His mother, Michelle Butler, also gave birth to a twin boy who did not survive. She was pregnant for only about 21 weeks, about half the time of a full-term pregnancy. Little Curtis spent 275 days in the hospital, defying the odds, getting stronger and stronger. After 3 months, they were able to take him off a ventilator, and following months of round-the-clock care, little Curtis went home in April, a moment his mother will always remember, she says. The world's most premature baby to survive, says Guinness World Records. I'm Rita Foley.
A federal judge approves a $626 million settlement for Flint, Michigan residents and others exposed to lead-contaminated water. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.